I want to show you something here. I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. We're going to put these scriptures on the board. But if you've got a Bible, you might put these in here, 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. And I want you to see something here. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God? Do we really realize that we are the temple of God? And that the Spirit of God lives in you. You know, a lot of people go through their whole life never knowing that the Spirit of the living God is living in them. They don't seem to get it. We're not just our own power. We're living with a greater power. It says that God lives in you. It says, God will bring ruin upon anyone who ruins this temple. For God's temple is holy, and you Christians are that temple. Now just think, my dad, as well as many other men and women that I've dealt with over the years, have absolutely defiled their temple with drugs, alcohol, nicotine, sex. Somebody said, sex? Yeah, sex, that defiles your temple. In fact, God said in His Word, sex is the only one of these things that absolutely defiles your very own body. You're sinning against your very own body whenever you have sex with somebody out of wedlock. You know, if the average Christian believed that, there'd be a whole lot less sex in the church. Let me throw something at you right here. I want to show you a scripture. Now, this is not in our Bible that we use, but it's in the Apocrypha. It's in the Catholic Bible, and it's in the Book of Wisdom, chapter 11, verse 15 and 16. Now, I want you to see this. I mean, I was reading the Apocrypha today as I was studying, and I thought, look at this. When I got a hold of this a few years ago in the Book of Wisdom, it says, and it confirmed to me something I already knew, but I didn't have any scripture to confirm it. But in the Catholic Bible, it says, in return for their foolish and wicked thoughts, which led them astray to worship irrational serpents and worthless animals, you, God, sent upon them a multitude of irrational creatures to punish them so that they might learn that one is punished by the very things by which one sins. Is that an eye-opener, brother? So, you know, if you're always talking bad about somebody, you're always flapping your mouth, you're always got something bad, you got throat trouble, you got teeth trouble, you got gum trouble, you got all you people that talk bad about people, you have all these problems. Never have an idea why. Hey, you're doing something wrong. Now then, does the first time you speak evil about somebody, does God hit you with a gum problem? No, He's more loving and kind than that. He'll probably give you 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Is that a merciful God? Would you say that's a merciful God? What would you think? He don't just hit us the first time we make a mistake, does He? Notice, like me and my children, when I was raising them, but one of them done something after about the second or third time, I got them in my hand whipping them with a board. You know what I mean? But God's probably still lovingly, kindly talking, trying to get their attention for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. You need to stop these sins. I'll see where I'm coming from. And so we continue to sin. Now then, here's something else I've noticed. That if you're a woman and you have breast cancer, and every woman's fear is a breast cancer. Now, I can tell you, we've had about 99% results with breast cancer in women of getting them healed. It's really, really good. But here's what I've come to realize. That if, over the years, just looking and observing, seeing these kind of scriptures and realizing that a female, a woman, if she has unforgiveness toward a female. Now let's narrow it down. Let's cut it down. A female in her family, her mother, her daughter, her sister, her sister-in-law. If a woman has an unforgiveness toward a female member of her almost direct family, it will always, after 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, it will bring breast cancer in her left breast. Never in her right, always in her left. Then if she has unforgiveness toward just a female, a coworker, just another woman, someone she's not acquainted, I mean not akin, not, you know, no relative, She's not a relative with. Just a female. And she's got an unforgiveness. It will always, after 1, 5, 10, 15 years, bring breast cancer in her right breast. In fact, I've taught this in many schools, and the other day I had a doctor. I don't know if that doctor's here today or not. If he is, he can tell me. But there was a doctor that's come 3 or 4 times at least, and he called me the other day. He said, "Thurman, you are really on to something." He said, "I am a medical doctor, and I've come to several of your healing schools." And he said, "I deal with a lot of women, and a lot of women that come to me have breast cancer." So he said, "I've started, whenever I've noticed they have breast cancer in the left breast." I said, "You wouldn't happen to have an unforgiveness toward a female in your family, would you?" "Oh, yes, my sister, I just can't stand her." He said, "You know, would you like to get well, or do you want to lose that breast?" You know, now what does most women want to, what's the answer going to be? "Oh, I'll just take, well, go ahead, just cut it off. Yeah, no problem." Is that what women say? "No! I want to keep that thing. God, give it to me. I don't want to lose it." You know, I ain't never seen a woman yet wants to lose one of her breasts to a surgery. Have you? "No, they don't want to." He said, "You know, I've been telling them, if you will forgive your sister or mother or whoever it is and make sure that you promise God that you'll walk in love with them, then I will pray for you, and then we'll come back in a week or two and let's check it again and see what's happening." And he said, "Thurman, every one of them so far that's come back, if the lumps are still there at all, I take those out and none of them have been cancer. Just a little lump. Little bitty incision, took out a little lump." He said, "You're on to something. This really works." I said, "Well, it makes you look like a good doctor too, doesn't it?" He said, "I can say it really does." And he said, "I still get to make a little money out of it too. Once in a while I get to do a surgery on one." But he said, "Some of them that come back, there's no lumps and everything's perfect after they forgive in just 2 or 3 weeks." See, Cheryl and I've seen this over and over and over in women. Now then, how would you like to be a woman and say, "Lord, I want something that will confirm to me that I don't never have to have breast cancer, and I want to live to be an old, healthy woman, and I don't never want to have breast cancer, never, in the name of Jesus." You know what your answer is? Walk in love. Walk in love. Did the King tell you to walk in love? What is it we don't understand about that? "I command you to walk in love." Is that what he said? Why do we have such a problem with walking in love? I don't know. But if we don't, it brings sickness and disease to us. Now, like I say, God deals with each person on an individual basis. I mean, one you may sin and he may get you within a month. The next one, you know, maybe take a year. The next one, maybe 5 or 10 years. See, God knows where every one of us are in our walk with him. And he's doing what he can to get our attention. And he does it in many ways. He talks to us through people, through his word, through dreams and visions, and all kinds of things. Sickness and disease is the last one, usually, that God hits us with. Now then, God knows how to get your attention. You know, if he doesn't get your attention, nothing else, when he disciplines you with sickness and pain, like Job 33 says, we'll talk about that later, not right now. But when God disciplines you with sickness and pain deep in your body and there's nothing left, your body begins to waste away and you don't even like the most delicious foods and you can't eat and your body is nothing but skin and bone, that's if there's ever a time somebody's going to seek God, it's then. You know? And some people won't even seek him then. They just keep going to the doctor and they die. And that's so sad. But when you find out there is a Jesus that heals. In fact, that's why this little lady up here on the front is here. Dr. Tim down in Gatesville, he came to a healing school, and I remember Dr. Tim, when he came to the first one, he called me first and said, "Thurman, I've been listening to you on the radio," and he said, "I never seen anybody talk about healing like you do." He said, I go to a Church of Christ down here in Gatesville. He said, "Can a Church of Christ come to your healing school?" I said, "Come on, brother, praise God." "Yeah," I said, "if you got 2 legs and 2 arms, or if you ain't got any legs and arms, just come on. You know, I'll let you come. I don't care who you are." I said, I'm a Southern Baptist myself. He said, "You're a Southern Baptist and you teach healing?" I said, "Well, I'm not a normal Southern Baptist. God called me out to do something for him, and I'm just doing what the King said." And so Dr. Tim came, and I think he brought 8 or 9 people with him the first time they came from the Church of Christ. We had a great day that day, and as they saw, I taught what was in the Word. And so by teaching what was in the Word, when Dr. Tim went home, that afternoon, Saturday, the next day in church. This is an awesome testimony. He said when he got to church Sunday morning, I think he's the youth leader or the choir leader or whatever he was. Him and his wife, a lovely young couple, they'd been trying for years to have a baby and couldn't. And, of course, he was their doctor. So he's trying to help them, whatever, but, you know, it ain't working. He said, are you two still trying to have that baby? He said, yes, we are, but no luck. He said, you know what? I went to a healing school yesterday, and my faith is higher today than it's ever been in my life. He said, I tell you what, I want you and your wife to repent of your sins of unbelief. And I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for you, and I'm going to guarantee you your wife's going to get pregnant. Woo, for a Church of Christ, that's bold stuff, you know it? But Dr. Tim, he'd heard the word, and they repented of their sins. He prayed the prayer of faith for them, and then he told them, now you two go whatever young couple's supposed to do to get pregnant, and I guarantee you'll get pregnant. And they did, and it wasn't but just a few weeks. She's pregnant, and 9 months later, she had a beautiful, bouncing baby. Now, I don't know if they've had any more children since then. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about. But Dr. Tim told me, he said, Dermot, this faith stuff really works, doesn't it? I said, yes, it really works. So Dr. Tim is the one that recommended that they come because she has cancer. Well, they got to come hear the word. They got to repent of their sins and believe God. And God is no respecter of persons. He don't care what kind of church y'all go to. You're in a Baptist, you say? You're a Baptist? But see, God's no respecter of persons. He don't care if you're Southern Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal. He just wants to know, do you know me? And you do that, right? You know Jesus. So Jesus will show up for them today. So I want to start off here today to tell you some wonderful things about some of the things we got to know to get healed. Because obviously there is some things we have to know to get healed. Is that right? Because there's a whole lot of us don't ever get healed. So there's got to be something that we have to do to get healed. You must know what the will of God is in the matter to be able to receive by faith what is yours. Did that sink in on you? You must know what is yours. You can't just say, I think this will work. I hope this will work. You got to know in your knower, your heart. You got to know in your heart, in your spirit, man, that if God said it, it's mine.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Miracles Are Available to Us, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.